I'm going to invite Matthias up. Matthias, thank you so much for coming. You've come with Sarah. It's been great to meet you, Sarah. Thank you for a six-hour car journey, just over 6 hours up from Munich.
Typically, it should be, yeah. Today was a bit more, but yeah, 6.5 or so, yeah. That's,
Always is. We're so grateful. Thank you. Just tell us a bit about yourself, Matthias. You're married to Sarah. You're a pastor down in Munich.
Yeah, that's right. You got two facts correct. We have two daughters, ages 16 and 19. We have been married for 24 years now. What else can I say? I've been pastoring in Munich since 2008, so for quite a while now. I was converted later in life, so I became a Christian age 26. So that means I was not pursuing becoming a pastor like Chuck right from the get-go. Actually got a different degree, worked in business for a while, and so age 37 I started off as a pastor. So that so whoever can do the math, you can figure out how old I am.
You were in a fairly successful corporate environment. What made you tell us, how did you become a Christian? How did that happen at age 26?
Yeah, I became a Christian really, I have to say, I always thought of myself as a Christian. I grew up in northern Germany. My hometown is Braunschweig. There are some people who are excited about that. That's very good. That's where I grew up. I was part of the Lutheran State Church and went to church regularly, once a year, Christmas Eve. And so that's not the kind of regular I would recommend for LEC. That was I thought, all what it means to be a Christian. I was baptized as an infant. I went to church once a year, and on occasion I prayed and thought that might be helpful. I wasn't sure about it. But that was what I thought Christianity was all about, until I met a young lady in my mid-20s who I thought was interesting, and I wanted to get to know her and hang out and have a date, and she turned me down and told me that she was not interested in dating a non-Christian. And that was silly, because I obviously was a Christian by my own estimation. And so she challenged that and eventually agreed to tell me why she thinks that I'm not a Christian. And I honestly don't remember exactly what she said, but it was clear to me that she knew what she was talking about and that I had no clue what she was talking about. So I started reading my old Bible that I dusted off from confirmation class. I started as a good orderly German on page one. Didn't get very far, but I read enough to know that I didn't know anything about Christianity. I was invited to an Alpha course in a Pentecostal church in my hometown. That was probably the worst experience ever. I walked in, everyone expected me that I need to convert now, and I felt that was just, it was not a welcoming atmosphere. It was just, they were just too eager. So I didn't go back. But I started reading, and I, over the course of a year, I started understanding that Christianity is indeed different than all other religions. I had thought so far that I'm a Christian because I was born in Germany, but that ultimately all religions are an attempt by us to make sense of a higher being. And so ultimately, I was a universalist, I would say. And just reading on philosophy, religion, it became clear to me that Christianity is very different from all other religions in one particular aspect. All religions tell you, you will never be good enough for God. God is holy, we are not. That was pretty obvious to me, that I'm not. I also figured that if God exists, he's probably holy, he's probably perfect. So the question was, what do I need to do? How can I be okay with that God? And all religions tell me, well, you need to just try harder. Do whatever you can. Five pillars of Islam, or hold the Ten Commandments, or whatever. And then I realized Christianity is telling me, you will never be good enough for God, and therefore God needs to come to you because you can't come to him. And so suddenly Jesus made sense. And I would say I was intellectually converted. I was not quite ready to change my life. That took another few months, but that was kind of a journey, about a year, that it took from first hearing about Christianity to then understanding that Christianity is different and is really the only religion that makes sense. I figured if God has any interest in me, he would not give me a task that I will not be able to complete, to finish, to accomplish. I knew I wouldn't be good enough for him ever. So it made sense. Christianity made sense. And then it took just another, I would say, truly divine intervention that caused me from one evening to another morning to know that God is there, that he is real. And so that caused me to become a Christian in 98. Whoever is really good at Mass knows how old I was.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
It's amazing how he works through different circumstances in our lives to draw us to him, to show us all these things. Great. Matthias, if you had to write a Norse biography, a book about your life, what would its title be?
Well, I probably won't write it posthumously, right, when I'm dead. So if I would write it when I'm dead already, I would probably write, for me to live as Christ and to die as gain. I would probably give it that name anyway, because that's a great motto to live by and to die by.
Yeah, absolutely. You're helping us think through a bit about the church this weekend and what it means to be a church family, what it means to be this particular local expression of what God is doing in the universe. Why did you pick that theme for this weekend? And what is your prayer for us this weekend?
Well, obviously, I don't know LEC, so I thought, what would be a good thing to think about once you have so much time together? You probably typically throughout the year don't have that much time together as a church. And so I figured it's a good time to reflect on God's vision for the church, and in particular, how God is calling us together and is calling us to a very particular love for one another. And my hope is that this will not just be interesting, I hope it will be, but it will also be something that you will put into action even right here in the next few days. So I hope as we begin tomorrow morning with first session that you will say, let's do that. Let's grow closer together in our love for another, for one another. And so my hope is that this will have a lasting impact first on you as a church. It will honor God and it will be a great testimony to the world around us.
Yeah,
that's my hope.
Yeah, thank you. It's a great hope for us. You might be, if this is going to spoil some rituals, then feel free to say. But we're thinking about a radical love amongst God's people. Can you give an example of where you have seen that radical love amongst God's people?
Probably the first time it really struck me, it's a long time ago, probably 25 years ago. I was in a church in Washington, D.C., and an old lady in the church, Helen Young, was sick, was in the hospital. And our small group leader said, hey, let's go and visit her. And I said, oh, that's interesting. You know, we have a small group. Why don't we study the Bible? Why do we go on? But, hey, okay, well, we all went. We went, and we read scripture to Helen, and we prayed for her, and we actually sang a few songs, mainly the others sang. I didn't want to annoy her too much with my voice, but and the amazing thing was there was another lady in the room, or there were more people actually. I think there were two or three others, and there was this sense, you know, where do we have all these people come from? And Helen was able to share, this is all family, these are all friends from church. And so she had just a stream of visitors, and it was such a great testimony. And I realized what we had done in just going there was not just to encourage her, but we had really testified to a love that the world doesn't know. And I think I was a fairly new Christian. And for me, that was a great lesson to learn because I initially didn't have that love. I didn't want to go there. I wanted to study my Bible. I want to have Bible study and just go deep and discuss. But to see that was a much more worthwhile thing to do. And I think I've seen that so many times after that. But that stuck with me.